Okay, so aside from vengeance against the normals who made fun of us in junior high for wearing glasses, and aside from mindless abject worship of Bob, no matter what he says or does, what are we into? Friends, the subgenius must have slack! Slack is what it's all about. In fact, we thought about naming our new book Slack with a Vengeance. But I think it's actually going to be called the Bobliographon, a subgenius cyclopedia. But the ancients knew slack, friends. The yetis of fabled Mutantis built a great slack crystal that powered their whole advanced civilization and allowed them to create the humans in a test tube. That was a terrible mistake. They abused the knowledge of slack, friends. And that brings us to the question. Can there be too much slack?
No.
Well, I hope not. You know, slack, what is slack? Of course, if you have to ask, as you know, you'll never, you'll never know. No way. No, it's those who know don't say and those who say don't know.
There's no teach.
Maybe I do know since I don't know anymore. I'm starting to forget. We can teach you to forget, friends. You can learn to forget! Slack can be gravitational, it can be electromagnetic, but usually it's glandular, friends, glandular. The wrong parts of the body can exude a type of slack that is unseemly. Wrongful slack. And there are some people, and this is sad, there are some people who have conditional slack. Oh, I'll have slack when I get that raise. Oh, I'd have slack if I could get a three-week vacation a year instead of two. I'll have slack if that beloved one would only love me back. Oh, I know what slack really is. Slack is when you know which bands are cool. Friends, I am sorry, but most of these people would not know slack if it was lethally injected into their collapsing veins. The devil owns you, friends. The devil owns you and me and every one of us. But he doesn't own Bob. He owes Bob. The devil owns you, but he owes Bob. You are one of Bob's payments to the devil. Where would you rather be, my friend? Would you rather be in the devil's back pocket or in Bob's? Bob's playing pocket pool with me. Reach down there and feel that slack. Oh, yes. Your subgenius heritage is just running down your genes in no time. Slack, as the case may be. You can become a fount of slack, not a sponge. Once you have slack, it just radiates everywhere. You can chew the cud of slack forever. Just keep, because if you really know what slack is, just appreciating what slack you already have. That's the honest truth. And it's sad, but the way that most people finally learn how much slack they have is when it's taken away. And suddenly they go, oh my God, I was complaining that I didn't have enough money and I was rich as hell all this time. And I'm sure you can all think of a different example of that. I personally am married to slack in the form of Princess We Are Doe over here. We have a kind of a, but neither one of us has a complete brain cell anymore. But you might say we have a kind of a joint brain. So she represents one type of subgenius, and I'm another type. She is what we call a rewardian, and I'm an emergentile. Emergentiles are the ones that actually get slack from working too hard. It's hard to explain. We don't just eat that hamburger. As Bob said, don't just eat that hamburger. Eat the hell out of it! The rewardians, on the other hand, have this whole series. They have their own rituals. Rest implants. These are cake handling. Pyrocrastination. Low browsing. Follow the gold bricking road and just eating a hamburger. The Church of the Subgenius, friends, pardon my language, it's like having a pet you can fuck. And that brings us to the magic of the Church of the Subjects. One of our spouting partners on the radio show, Lonesome Cowboy Dave, Dave noticed a high quotient of what we call idiot synchronicities last week. You'll find out when you leave tomorrow. Probably every newspaper you'll still have the name Bob on it or something like that. Or you'll see some sign that says Slack and then you'll see another one. Synchronicities. As I told Dave, I said, look, it was a full moon last week and your lunacy causes you to notice those things. Bob makes simple coincidences happen so that your human brain will misinterpret them as being meaningful. But it's the same difference, see? If you think it's meaningful, it is. That's the magic. That's how the magic happens. Why does Bob do this? So that you'll feel special. So that you'll feel like your $30 for that subgenius minister's card was not wasted. It makes you feel that the magic is happening, and it is. It's the magic of your mind, your human mind, misinterpreting such a simple thing as magic. But, the magic world has been cluttered by a lot of kookademic jibber-jabber. You know what I mean? Sometimes it seems like the people who believe in the magic are the most unlucky. And self-reassuring bullshit tends to be self-regenerating. And that's why we see so many pests in our community who never got past mysticism 101. They get just far enough to where they can start generating their own bullshit, and they just eat their own. They eat up their own crap as fast as they can spew it out. There is not exactly a mysticism 102, and the ones who know that are the ones who are teaching mysticism 101. As Bob said, shit in one hand, puke in the other, and see which one fills up first. And that brings me to the problem of subgenius kooks. Yes, believe it or not, there are kooks in the Church of the Subgenius. Well, that's a mean thing to say. We're all kooks on some level, but I've got to admit, there are times when I regret the fact that the Church of the Subgenius does, yes, make assholes worse. It's not the only weird cult that does that. But hump them if they can't take a joke, I guess. The Pink Boys got a Bob complex. And so we find these people who take themselves real serious. And when they find out that, if you don't take yourself real seriously and they find out you don't take yourself real seriously, they won't like you because that indicates that you may not take them all that seriously either. And I know that you know who I'm talking about. Half of you are going, yeah, that guy's sitting next to me. Some of us, luckily, take drugs seriously. But I'm not talking about your conspiracy street drugs and all that stuff that they're having the war on. We're trying to get people to turn their heads inside out, to make your head examine itself. Not a pretty sight. But by studying J.R. Bob Dobbs' frappetic utterances or listening to his prophecy on the Hour of Slack, well, that's the thing. We put together these media shows that are designed to replace drugs by devolving your mind down far enough to make you almost normal. And then suddenly their music sounds good. One time when I was in college, I took a bunch of Thorazine, and for the first time, Black Sabbath sounded fantastic. I hate to say it. The drug of the Church of the Subgenius can make you so stupid that you're almost normal, which for a subgenius is really pretty messed up. It's like being high, only a lot stupider. Now, we've noticed over the years that pot, marijuana, and the Church of the Subgenius have something in common. They both attract both very smart people and very dumb people. And we figured out that the very smart ones like pot because it makes them feel dumber, And the very dumb people like pot because it makes them feel smarter. The Church of the Subgenius helps prevent smart people from thinking they're smarter than they are, and it prevents dumb people from thinking they're dumber than they are. And they both like the way pot makes them feel, and they like the way the Church of the Subgenius makes them think. Now, many ask, Reverend Stang, Bob's smoking that pipe. I bet I know what's in that pipe, man. What were you guys on when you came up with that stuff? Does the pipe equal drugs? Nay! Nay! The pipe does not mean drugs, friends. The pipe, that pipe stem is a tunnel to knowledge. That's what it's a pipeline to eternal slackdomness. Your path to the very lungs of Bob are in that pipe. If you can butt, throw your butt into that pipe and light yourself. It's better than sex or crack, my friends. And the meaning of life lies at the other end of Bob's pipe. So, you have to ask yourself, are you ready? You thought the fundamentalists were crazy. You can be a billion times crazier. Yeah. Yes, friends, you can, as Bob said, you can relax in the safety of your own delusions. Pull the wool over your own eyes. You're still blind, but at least it's your wool. And as I said, the point is, Bob can teach you to forget. You can learn to forget. You can forget your old life. Oh, Bob, I tried to be normal, Bob, but they called me nerd. They called me Trekkie. They called me old one penis. It's just not fair, Bob! Friends, that's why it's up to you to pull yourself up by your own big red straps. Tomorrow might be X day. We don't know what time. Why do you even think this planet is Earth? Do you know that for sure? I don't think you're so sure of everything, but you know nothing. You know nothing, I tell you. Oh, but Bob's immaculation. That didn't really happen, did it, Reverend Stang? That's just a metaphor. Bob was just a man, that's all. Just a teacher. A great teacher. My God! If the immaculation was nothing but a metaphor, then the whole Church of the Subgenius might as well be just a joke. Friends, you have got to let loose the Bob in you. Beat the slack into that child. Speaking of which, what time is it?